The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13th cycle's Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length, in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Brachot is Daf Chof Hei, and we were holding on Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beit on one line up from the bottom. Omer Ravina. If your talit was tied, the way people tie a sweater so it covers them from the waist down and they're naked from the waist up, that's perfectly okay for Kriyat Shema. But for Tefillah, where there's the issue of how you appear rather than questions, technical questions of exposure of nakedness, over there you're supposed to conduct yourself as if you're in front of the Melech, and unless you're living in some kind of a pygmy tribe, that's definitely not the way that you would present yourself to the queen. So, Achi Chaset Libo, over there you have to be dressed from your waist up as well. So somebody goes in and starts to do his thing in the bathroom, suddenly realizes that he's wearing his tefillin. Miniach yadol aleihem, at least cover them with your hand until you're finished. Achi yigmar. What does that mean? Until you're finished. I mean, you know, you finish reading your book too. Elakidei amr of nagar b'yitzar. Achi yigmar amud rishon. What it means is the first constriction of the bowel muscle is finished. Up you go. What do you mean? Stop in the middle. I mean, you can control your muscles, can't you? Leave so well. Never like them. Mishum der pshimei ben gamliel. The amr shum ben gamliel. You should not do that for health reasons. Amud achozer, to stop in the middle of evacuation. It brings a person to a serious abdominal illness. That's the different explanations of what particular dropsy is or whatever it is. And a urine that is stopped in the middle can cause kidney damage or liver damage and turn you some type of hepatitis. Yerakon, of course, is yellow. Itma. Tzoha al besaro. Oyadomu nacha bebet akisa. What if there is some excrement on your bottom, or your hand is inside of a window, it's through the window, and it, and only it, is in a bathroom? I mean, do we care about your body, or do we care about that part of you which is speaking? So Rav Huna Omer, Mutar Lekrot Kriyat Shema, Rav Chisda Omer, Asur Lekrot Kriyat Shema, Omer Machloket. Omer Rava, what's the basis of this? My time, Rav Huna, why does Rav Huna say that we don't have to concern ourselves with a hand or a thigh that has tzoa on it? Why not? Because, as Rav Huna, look, the point is that you need to be makpid on kol ha-nishama tahalel yah. That is your respiratory system. Is your respiratory system in the bathroom? No, then everything is okay. Rav Chisda says it's a Asur Lekrot Kriyat Shema, my time, there's a remez here as well that whenever I am being speaking in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or saying even Michamocha, even though, which is of course Shema Yisrael Shema Lekeinu Hashem Echad, that itself requires all of my organs, all of myself, therefore the entire body has to be appropriately arranged. Itma, Reach Rashi Yeshlo Ikar. What about, we've discussed distance. How about smell? So how about if there is something that is smelling? In other words, an actual physical piece of excrement, as opposed to flatulence, let's say, which is not considered to be yeshlo ikar. There's just a passing smell, but there's nothing exposed that has a smell. So Rav Huna Amar, marchik arba amot v'korei kriyat shema, you go away from the thing that is smelling, and even though you can still smell, the point is that if it's behind you and you don't see it, you don't have to worry. Whereas Rav Chisda says, no, you have to be marchik arba amot from the place where it's no longer smellable. And the entire thing extends throughout the area where the smell is noted. And then you can be Kriyat Shema. Tanya Gabbati Rav Chisda, Lo Yikra Adam Kriyat Shema, Lo Keneged Tzoat Adam, Lo Keneged Tzoat Klavim, Lo Keneged Tzoat Chazirim, Lo Keneged Tzoat Tarnagolim, even although those springs that Tzoat Tarnagolim, generally guano is not really all that disgusting. And we're talking about over here in an actual farm, a lul of chickens, where over there the stench becomes overpowering. But still, having a chicken around in the house is certainly not, some guano is not considered to be a ma'akif of Kriyat Shema. The Rishonim is mechalik between different colors, not clear, different colors of the Tarnagolim or different colors of the guano. But in any event, I'm not quite sure what they mean. But lo keneged tzoat ashpa sherechara, nor keneged the area where you have a breakdown of organic matter in an ashpa that smells. V'imayam akom gavoa asrat tvachim. If the thing which is smelling is separated from you in a different rishos, so it's 10 tefachim higher, 10 tefachim lower than you, then you can even stand right next to it and read Kriyat Shema. But if not, if it's at the same rishos, you have to marchik bo enav. And this is true about tefillah as well. Reach ra sheyesho ikar, if the smell extends, and the thing that is smelling is particularized, you can see it, so then it extends, the place of the thing extends till the end of the reach ra, and you have to be marchik arba amot bimakom ha-reach, v'kore kriyat shema. Rava says, well, all of the above is not necessarily true. And letter for Takematita, we have another brighter, Gadda Tanya. Lo yikra adam kriyat shema, lo keneged tzoat adam, v'lo keneged tzoat chazirim, v'lo keneged tzoat klavim zman shtatan. The general process of making skins suitable, in other words, the ibud, the tanning of a skin, used and still uses in many places in the world, a dog excrement. And that, the smell is absolutely horrific. And there we asked the Tzorat Kalavim, but it's not Tzorat Kalavim on its own, as opposed to Tzorat Adam, Tzorat Chazirim would not be us. How about a reach ra she'in lo ikar mahu? Is one allowed to read Kriyat Shema where someone has released flatulence and smells? But so what would be the din in such a case? Look, in the Beit Midrash, the minhag was the guys would bring in their sleeping bags and they would sleep while other guys are learning. Now, obviously, when a person sleeps, they're not in control of their flatulence, and nonetheless, people are sitting there and learning. So it's clear that we're not marking on this. This is only, however, for learning, Alpha, for Kriyat Shema, not. And even Divrei Torah, we're only talking about if there's a bad smell, it's coming from somebody else. If it's coming from you, then you respect your learning and you wait. Alpha, the day low. Itman. So over it. How about if you have your rishos, okay? And there's no tzah in your rishos, but it's passing by. So somebody is carrying, let's say, a chamber pot through the room where you are. So then, is that considered to be a problem or not? Because there's nothing wrong with the room, per se. There's no smell currently. So we're going to see that the question of Ayama Hanecha Kadosh, where this comes from, is a question of defining a space. It's something that passes through a space, usually doesn't define a space. So what's the halacha? Abaye Omar Mutar Likrot Kriyat Shema, Rava Omar Asur Likrot Kriyat Shema. Omar Abaye Minamina, let me show you why I say this. We have very much the same situation of defining your space when it comes to a mitzorah. The thing is that a mitzorah is mitame, a Adam Tahor, who is in the same bayit as the mitzorah. Now, over there you have the question, if it's the house of the mitzorah and the Adam Tahor passes through, or if it's the house of the Tahor and the mitzorah passes through. What's the halacha? I believe that the two are related. These questions are related, Abaye says, because the din is over there in the Mishnah. Hatameo meita chataylan. Say you have the mitzorah is standing still, and the Tahor passes through. Then that Tahor becomes Tameh. Why? Because that which is at rest in a space, that space is defined by what's at rest. And therefore, you pass through the house of a Mitzorah. That's Mitameh you. But on the other hand, if you have the Tahor is Omeh Takatilan, and the Tameh is over, then the Adam Tahor remains Tahor. The same thing could be true over here. That the house itself is clean of soil, the room. And somebody walks through with a chamber pot. That doesn't define the space. The same thing is true of an Evan from a house that had Sarat, which is also the time in this fashion. Don't think it's a function of a human who can have yeshiva b'makom and not yeshiva b'makom. It's a question of the space, not of the intent. Rav Amalekha says, what does this have to do with that? Look, over there the Torah specifically relates to what the space is defined as, because it says that the Mitzorah has to be Badad Yeshev Bichutz Labachaneh Moshavo. The place where he is situated. The same thing over here about situation. Here it says the basis of the Isra of Tzorah is Vayam Machanecha Kadosh. I want to know, is this room a holy room with a chamber pot in it or not? That's all that concerns me. You don't have a Bachanecha Kadosh. What does it say anything about defining the permanent yeshiva in the room? Amrav Papa, you should know that a pi chazir kitzoa over a dami. Having a pig walking through a room is exactly the same as having a chamber pot walking through a room, as they say, as happy as a pig in you know what. So this is exactly the idea of a saw over. Says the Gemara, what's the condition of that? Obviously, that's where a chazar hangs out. So it's undoubtedly got filth all over it. Pshita, lo tzricha l'afakav tesolik b'nahara. The chiddush over here is, it just came out of the river. So you think, okay, so it's perfectly clean. There's no such thing as perfectly clean. Omer of Yehuda, sofik tzoa asura, sofik meiraglayim mutarim. If you're not certain whether this place has any excrement in it, you have to be machmir. If you're not certain whether it has any urine in it, it's mutter. And we'll see why there's a difference between the two. Others say, it depends where the suffix is. Suffix tzoa babayit mutarin. If you're not sure whether this house has been properly cleaned out from excrement, it's mutter, because it's not normal for people to leave a chamber pot in a house. But ba'ashpa, if you're not sure whether the garbage contains something, then it's osir. Whereas a suffix meraglayim, we're not machmer even in an ashpa. Filo ba'ashpa namin mutarin. Basically, this is like Rav Amnuna says, "Sobelaketa Rav Amnuna, the over Rav Amnuna, lo asra Torah, ela kineged amud bilvat." Actually, all of this is based on the psukim of the kriyot that we are being isig in now. The Torah only asserted urine if it is actually coming out of the body, and it is now a stream of urine. How do I know that? Because look, bimadaik in the post, you'll see. Rabbi Yonatan. The Rabbi Yonatan Rami. On the one hand, it says, v'yat yelecha michutz l'machanecha, v'yatzat hasham achutz. You have to have a bathroom outside of the machane, and that's where you should go to do your needs. But then it says, v'yateiti yelecha, carry around a shovel that you keep in your backpack, alazenecha, and then v'chisita tzeatecha, dig and cover your excrement. How do you explain that? Is the important thing to have a yad, or is the important thing to have a yateit? Clearly, kan b'gdolim, kan b'ktanim. If you're talking about excrement, cover your tzeitcha. If you're talking about ktanim, have a bathroom. So therefore, there's clearly only usur at the actual time of urination. But once, once the urine is on the ground, then it's mutter. Why have we been so makbid on urine? It's a gzeira de rabbana. Because rabbanan are the gazru, but the gazru be rabbanan, bevada ana, the bisfekan no gazer. First of all, they were never gazer. If there's a suffix, a gazer, if you're sitting there, you actually see the urine. Furthermore, what would be the shear of the, I mean, how long is it considered to be wet urine that it's still there? Bevadan at kama. Omri vinam shmuel, as long as if you touch it, it makes your finger wet. So koz manchu matbichin, we're going to see that this means it makes your finger wet enough for that dampness to be detected off of your finger, not only by the nerves in your finger, which is called matbiach. Tofech aminat latbiach. V'chein amar Rabba bar Rachanan Rabbi Yochanan, kol zman shematbichin, v'chein amar Ula, kol zman shematbichin. Geneva, of course, always has his own approach. Geneva mishmei Rabba amar, it's as long as you can see that there was urine there, shri shuman nikar, even though it's not tofech.
If there was a smell?
No. There's no smell. Urine is not considered to be a bad smell. Bad smells have to do with organic decay, not unpleasant smells. Ammonia is not a bad smell for the halacha. Om Rav Yosef. Well, may the good Lord forgive Geneva. As usual, he's not telling us the truth. Shorele marele Geneva. Rav never could have said such a thing. Because if, when it comes to actual tsoa, Rav Yehuda quoted Rav as saying that kivan shekarmu panel mutar, as long as it's now dry around the outside, it's mutter, even though inside there's real tzoa. You're telling me that meirag laim is rishuman nikar, that's worse than an actual piece of excrement. It's ridiculous. Look, you've got Rav Yehuda quoting Rav, but there are other shitot that quote Rav otherwise. Why not be somecha the amar Rav bar Ravuna amar Rav? Tzoa, even if it is as dry as cheretz, it's still usher. Afilu kecheretz asura. When we say kecheres, what do we mean? If you come and say kecheres, Om Rabba Rabba Chana, Om Rabbi Yochanan, anything beyond, those bunches are covered in the frechet, anything that would not, if you actually throw it, and it doesn't break up into pieces, it's not yet dry kecheres. The Yikidamer goes, Vanch Gulala, the in the frechet. You have a dung beetle come along now, you know, and turn it around, it doesn't break up into pieces. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Habe Ka'imna, There I was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda Medifte. He sees some Tzohar there. He wants to know if we can learn. He says, go over and see. Ikar Mupanea Ilo. Or some say, Ikar Mupanea Ilo. Ayeni Mifloya Fluye. Take a look and see if it's cracked, which would show that it's dry. We go, bottom line, what's the psak? By having Allah. Itmar. Tzohar is Kecheres. And that becomes Mutar. Meimar. Omar. No, it's still Asr. Mazurta says it's Mutar. So that would be not like the second sheet in Rav. Omar Rav Hilchata. Tzohar Kecheres is still Asura. Meiraglaim is Asr. Only Kozman Shemat Bichin. Meiraglaim. Kozman Shemat Bichin. Asurin. But if they're Nivlu or Yafshu, they're Mutari. Now, I would assume that Nivlu is Dumya the Yafshu. In other words, Yafshu dried out. What does dried out mean? That you can't even see anymore. Enri Shuman Nikar. So then Nivla'u would also mean Enri Shuman Nikar. They were absorbed into the ground. They didn't dry out in the air. But it's the same thing. I cannot tell that they were there. Mashma, the Rishuman Nikar, would be Usr, even if they're not wet. Come on, so what do you think, that the Brayta contradicted itself? Read the first part of the Brayta. This goes Man Shemat Bichin. It has to be wet. And only then it's Asr. But if we show him a nicker, it's Shari. So what do you think? Obviously, the bride is not expecting you to make that deal. So we all like, let me show him a nicker, bring a riot from here. Because if you do, you end up with a contradiction. The truth is, let me get to know you. It seems to be an old machloket about what the shear is of Meraglaim. Kli, Shanish B'chuli Meno Meraglaim. You have a chamber pot, and you poured out the Meraglaim from this chamber pot. It's still Asr, Likrot, Kriyat, Shema, Kenek. No, as we'll see later. A chamber pot, now that doesn't mean a toilet bowl, because a chamber pot does not have water in it when it's used for urination. But a chamber pot remains usur, even if it doesn't contain any urine. The urine itself, the meraglayim atzman, which were poured out of the pot, that were nivla'u into the ground, or mutter, lo nivla'u, they're usur. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, well, kozman shemat b'chin, as long as they make you damn. Now, explain to me how you understand the word nivla'u, or lo nivla'u in the Tanakhama, okay? If nivla'u means ein mat b'chim, meaning that they're rishum anikr, but they just don't make you damp, and no nivla'u means that they are mat b'chim, in which case Rabbi Yossi is coming to say, no, only as long as they're mat b'chim. That's when it's usur. But rishum anikr is shari. That's exactly what the Tanakhama just said. So obviously, it can't mean that. El, it's got to be that nivla'u means ein rishum anikr. And lowly blue means it's not damp, but I can see that there was something damp here, but it can't make me damp any longer. Comes along, Rabbi Yossi, say, no, that's not enough to make it also. It has to be wet enough for your finger to become detectably wet by something else. Who the also? Harishumanikar. It would be short. So it's apparently machlok, standikam, Rabbi Yossi, whether Rishuma Nika is Asr or Mutter. That's the Ketanoi. Says we're not necessarily. Because we have ignored the fact that there may be two levels of Mat Bichin. And this is something that we just assumed all along. That when we say the word to make you damned, we meant that an instrument that touches your finger afterwards will detect that your finger is wet. So you can make something else wet, in other words. That's called the Fer Amanat Latpia. The fact that the nerves in your finger could detect that it touched something damp would not be enough. But the truth is that that is midway between Rishuman Nikar and what we consider to be Tofea. And that may be the machloket. You cannot assume that everybody makes that exactly the same as either Rishuman Nikar or Tofea. And that's what I say, that you've ignored. It could be Kuliyama Kozman, Shemat Bichin Hudi Osir, and Rishuman Nikar Ishori. And the machloket over here is, what do we consider to be damp? Does it have to be Tofeach Amanat Lahatfiach? Or is it enough, even if it's just Tofeach, that you detect that your finger is wet? And that's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi being Machmer, even if it's not Amanat Lahatfiach. Continues the Mishnah with the next case. Someone couldn't make this man of Kriyat Shema, meaning, this is the Mishnah, Netzachama is coming, and he's afraid he doesn't have enough time to get out of the mikveh and to get dressed. So what should he do? He should stay in the mikveh and read Kriyat Shema in the mikveh. But why is the Netzachama important? Is the Mishnah over here assuming, as a matter of course, that it's stomach of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the shear is ad on Netzachama? Because, I mean, we know that we had all the other shittot, and we had Rabbi Yeshua Sadat Shalosh Shaot. So what's the problem? Get dressed. You've got 3 hours. Get dressed. No, says they were not necessarily. I feel the time of Rabbi Yeshua. But we may be talking about a guy who generally says Kriyat Shema Kevatiki and Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Vatikino Yugom Rimotay Menetzachama. So he wants to say Kriyat Shema correctly. Therefore, it says he should read it while he's in the water. V'imla yitkaseh b'mayim v'yikros. If he can't get dressed in time, stay covered with the water and read Kriyat Shema. How can you stay covered with the water if the water is covering you from top to bottom? And therefore, for all intents and purposes, there's nothing that is not transparent between your heart, as we saw before, liboro et arva, and your genitals. And liboro et arva is not good. We're talking about water that is turbid. And therefore, there's no liboro et arva b'mayim akurim shana. If the water is turbid, it has the same din as aras michta. Are you able to cover yourself in sand on the beach and say kriyat shema? Yes. So that's the same shalayir eliyim goyeravata. Tana rabbana mayim tzelulim. Even if perfectly clear water, you can say kriyat shema just by getting the water up to your neck and saying kriyat shema. So yosh ben ha'at savarov kore. The Yeshurim, others say you have to make the water akur turbid with your feet, so get some mud into it. But how could the Tanakhama say otherwise? Isn't it liboro et arava? It is indeed. But as we saw before, there's a sheet that it holds that liboro et arava is mutar. Okay, but I mean, I would assume that that's because, generally speaking, people wear a dress. So the dress covers libo and arvato the same way. I mean, unless you put on a belt, but the only reason you put on a belt would be in order to make sure that ain't about roya terva. So if this man yomar holds you both roya terva mutar, then undoubtedly the point is whatever is the standard biological configuration is acceptable. Since humans dress in dresses, or at least they did, so then the libo roya terva was standard. But how about the parts of your body that would not be roya terva? How about the bottom of your foot? It's never roya terva. Your dress doesn't cover the bottom of your foot, does it? So akevo roya terva. Why would that be a problem? Because even akevo roya terva mutar. Itma. Akevo roya terva mutar, but no geya. So how about it? If you are, what would be the word? Where you're...
Contact.
No, you're, what's the word? Squatting. Squatting. In such a way that the back of your foot is in touch with your genitals. What would be the din? It's no geya. So, by Omar Asur, Rav Omar Mutar. Back of your foot. Rav Zvid Matin Lo Shvayta Achi. Rav Chinan Operator Ravika has a different, according to him, it's just the opposite. Akevavnu Gea Berva, everybody holds its Asur. The Machloket was about Ro'eh. So, by Omar Asur, Rav Omar Mutar. Rav says, what is it supposed to mean? Lo Nidat Torah Malachi Asharet. Look, the Torah was given to humans. Humans have genitals. What do you want to do about it? So that's the way it is. So obviously, it was meant to be read in a normal configuration. Ve'ilchata nogea asur ro'e mutar. Omar Rava, so aba ashashit, mutar lekrot kriyat shema kenegda. Look, if you have excrement inside of a transparent container, then you can read kriyat shema. But if you have genitals in a transparent container, so let's say there's glass between you and someone naked, it's also likrot kriyat shema kenegda, and that's based on the pasuk, because the tzo'aba hashashit. What did the Torah say? V'chisita etzeyatecha, cover it. It's covered with glass. What's the difference? It's covered. It's nothing to do with looking at it. So over there, b'kisu italya miltava mechasya. But erva is dependent in ri'ya. And therefore, if it's in glass, it's also likrot kriyat shema. Because what does it say? Lo yerevecha ervat davar. So the yirah, of course, in glass, is going to be seen, and therefore it doesn't help to be covered with glass. Basically, you could see it. Omar Abaye, if there's a little bit of tzoah, you could just spit on it. And mavat labarok. Omar Rava, that's only if it's rok. I'm not just saliva. I mean, it's got to be good spit. Omar Rava, tzoah baguma. How about...
Why is it saying mavat labarok?
What?
Why is it calling it bito and not kisu?
I don't know. Omar Rava. It could be, I mean, now that you bring it up, I'm thinking it could be because the Mefarshim speak out that if the roke stays on the tzoah for even a brief period, it becomes like an extension of the tzoah. In which case, it's bedavka telling you it can't be there for a while, and only then it's bevatla, otherwise the whole thing stinks. Now, how about if you have tzoah in a depression in the ground? So you could put the sole of your sandal over it and not be in contact with it. That's okay, even though you're standing over it. It's covered. So, tzoah beguma, meniach sandal olav akorek kriyat shema. And, of course, this leads directly to the question, bo mar b'rei de ravina, how about if you have tzoah on your soul? Ma. Tikkun. That's the question. Whether the toe is considered to be mechasya, or whether since it's stuck to the sole of your shoe, it's considered to be attached to you, basically. On review then, a naked non-Jew, Akum Aron, you're not allowed to read Kriyat Shema Kenegdo. What do you mean, a non-Jew? Even if he's a Jew. I mean, nakedness is nakedness, no? A feeling is Yisrael Nami. You have it backwards. A Yisrael, obviously, that's considered to be human nakedness. So that's Pshita Lady also. But an Akum is a Kiddush, because I would think what the Torah calls them, Asher Bisar Chamorim Bisara. They lead their lives as if they're donkeys. Their flesh is not attached to a brain. He leads with his you-know-what. So if that's the case, maybe he's like a chamor. And like a chamor b'amo. You don't have to stop reading Kriyat Shema when a naked donkey walks by, do you? So Kamash Balan, therefore, I need the Kiddush to tell me that even Inonami Ikru Erva, and it says that by Noach, Ervat Aviyem Loram, in which case you see that Noach, who was not a Ben Yisrael, had nakedness. V'loy kasel b'mayim ara'im, v'lo b'mayim mishra, ad she'atil tochan mayim. Okay, does this make sense? The guy's in a bathhouse, right? He's in a merachatz. You have to put some water in. How many hundreds of gallons of water are you supposed to put in? I said, what do you mean you're supposed to add water? It's ridiculous. So, Kamamaya Rami Buzz, I understand. How much water are you supposed to pour in over here? Bring a couple of fire trucks. No, clearly the Mishnah is expecting you to insert something. Ela Hachika Omar. Lo Yit Kaseh. Lo B'mayim Mara'im. Velo B'mayim. Don't cover yourself. Lo B'mayim Mara'im. Velo B'mayim Mishra. Okay, now. That means also supposed to understand that's it all. Meraglayim atchiyatil tochan may. If there's actual meraglayim, be kore kriyat shema only after you put in water. Turn up on a kamayatil tochan mayim kosher. What do we mean by putting water in? A little bit of water. Rabbi Zakai Omer, no, a revit. Om Rav Nachman machloket lebisof. We're only arguing over about putting in water after you urinated, but if there's water there initially, then that's like a toilet bowl, and that for sure is okay, because it starts with water, and then the urine becomes bottled in it. Rav Yosef Omer, machloket lechatchila, aval besof divrei hakol revi'it. The machloket over here is only where you would start. But if you want to add, then everybody agrees it has to be a revi'it. It's the opposite of Rav Zakai, of Rav Nachman's approach. Omer Rav Yosef Lashami, Rav Yosef would tell his valet, I tell a revi'at adamayak Rav Zakai. Remember, he was machmir to say a revi'at because he wanted to urinate. But to start with, you put a revi'at of water in. Tan Rabban and Gerav Shari, the Avichu Meraglayim, a chamber pot of either, we use different words in Hebrew, for pots that are used for excrement or pots that are used for urination. Oser lekrot kriyat shema kenegdan, even if they're empty. Afal pi she'ein behem klum, because they are considered to be permanently imbued with things that you don't read kriyat shema in. But meraglayim atzmam atchiyatil tochan mayim vekamayatil tochan mayim kosher. Rabbi Zakai Omer revi'it, and here suddenly we have a new issue. Bein lifnei hamita, bein liachar hamita. Now it doesn't matter whether there's a bed between you and the chamber pot, or there isn't. Either way, it would be awesome. We're trimming them liolomer liachar hamita kore. You cannot be korech unless you're marking arba amot vikore, if there's nothing mafsik between you and the urine. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, I don't care if the house is even mea ama. Lo yikrach yotziem, get them out of the room. Oshinichem tachat amidar, put it beneath the bed. Wait. I didn't quite get that. How are we understanding Reb Shimon Gamliel Shita? That he says, Achar Amita. Does he mean Achar Amita Kore Miyad? Because the Mita is considered to be like making it in a different rishos. But if it's Ifnei Amita, it's Marchik Arba Amot Kore? Or is he saying, Achar Amita, you need Arba Amot Kore, but Ifnei Amita, you can never be Kore? With Reb Shimon Gamliel, it's the one who says, never. Okay, so now we know what he meant with the difference between Lifnei Amita and Achar Amita. But they just reversed Shittot. Yeah, you just reversed Reb Shimon Gamliel with Reb Shimon Gamliel. So you haven't explained the Brightos. Now you made their shitot reversed. You're right. Epoch batraita, switch the bottom. Why switch the second one? Why not switch the first one? So you pick one at random. Malachazita da facta bat raita. Ebu kamaita. That's because we know from other shito, other sugyot, that ma chamet le donar kula bait karba amod dami, it's Reb Shimon ben Elazar. We know in other areas, Rashi, I don't know where, but the other Rishonim bring other sugyas in which it appears that Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds that an entire area is considered to be the same. It's the Gavi Eruv talks about even a very large of many acres, it's considered to be ka'arba amot, so maybe Rashi and Holti would have anything to do with the sugya, and the other Zolda does. Omer Rav Yosef, boy my name Ravuna. Mita pachot bishlosha. And we asked Ravuna like this. The bed, which is within three tefachim of the ground, so it's a low bed. Now, overall, the halacha is that anything that's within three tefachim of the ground is, for all intents and purposes, considered to be attached to the ground, in which case it's kilavu dami. And therefore, if there is the urine here, the chamber pot, is under the bed where it's pachot bishlosha, so then it's definite, that's like covered, because lavud means it's all covered. But I don't know. Look, if it's above 10, then I know that it's as if it's, you know, it's right there in front of you. You just look, you're the bed is somewhere else, because above 10 is like somewhere else completely. But up to 10, I don't know. Shlosh, arba, chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmona, tisha. Then I don't know, ma'o. Omale lo yadana. I don't know about that, he answered him. But I could tell you about 10. 10 vaday lo mi boyli. Om Rabbi, well, you're a smart guy not to have asked that question. It's been a pretty dumb question. Because over there the bed has no impact at all on what's underneath, because it's like it's somewhere else. Omar Rabbi, the halacha is it's considered to be completely covered within three tefachim of the ground. Asara is definitely not covered at all. It's shutach ritei. Mishlosh about asara. Look, that remains the question of Yosef Ravuna, and we never came out with a pshat in that. Omar Rabbi, look from Shimon ben Elazar. V'chein Omar Bali, Omar Rabbi Yaakov, brought about Shmuel, as we saw before, the daughter of Shmuel had been raped by a goy, and therefore we don't. Her child is never called by his father's name, even though afterward his father became a ger and so on. But we always refer to his brother about Shmuel. Halacha Reb Shimon ben Elazar, the Rav Amar in Halacha Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Omer Ravuna, Haitata Litocha Gurolo Amatna, Mutar Likrot Kriyat Shema, Tanina Meyachi, Haitata Litocha Beged, Vishalor Vishal Sak. Chagurah, matnav, mutar lekrot kriyat shema, vel tefilah, ad sheyechaseh libo. Vom Ravuna shachach, v'nichnas betfilin, lebet hakiseh, meniach yado aleihem ad sheyigmor, sagadaita, chalak adam rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, ad sheyigmor amud rishon, v'lifsok la'alta, v'laiku, mishum rav Shimon ben Gamliel, letanya rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer, amud achozer mevi et adam lidei adrokan, silon achozer mevi et adam lidei yerakon, itman. So I'll be sorrow. Oh, yadom munach de beta kisei. Ravun omer muta likrot kriyachma. Ravist omer asur likrot kriyachma. Omer rava my time in Ravuna. The thief call on jamat alelia. Ravist omer asur likrot kriyachma. My time Ravist the thief call on smotai tomar na Hashem. Micham ocha. Itma. Reach rashi eshu ikar. Ravun omer marvi karba amod. Vikore kriyachma.
וכן לתפילה. ריח רעש יש לו עיקר, מרחיקר בעמוד במקום הריח, וקורא קריאת שמע. אמר רב, אלא תלכתה, like the entire above מתניתה, אלא כעדת עניה, לא יקרא להם קריאת שמע, לא כנגד צורת אדם, ולא כנגד צורת חזירים, but לא כנגד צורת כלבים, בזמן שנתן הוראות לתוכן. בואו נראה רב ששת. ריח רעש אין לו עיקר מהו. אמר לא עטו. Chazu hanu tzipi de bebe rav the hanigani manigarsi vani mila bidivrei ter rav bikriat shma lo bidivrei ter nami lo arm lo de chavre avu didei lo itma tsoa overet abayam or muta likrot kriat shma rav amar asur likrot kriat shma amar abaya mina mina lo de tzlan ha tamei o mitachat ilan va tor over tamei tor o mitachat ilan va tamei over tor vim amad tamei. There's nothing to do with our sukkah.
Hata bekviut ata yamilta dechtiba dad yeshev mechutz machane moshavo rezach vayam machane kadosh amrak manavah lekam. Omer of Papa pi chazir kitzoa over adami pshita lo tzricha avagat esolik min ahara. Omer avira sofik tzoa asura sofik meragoyim mutarim. Yigri omer avira sofik tzoa babayit mutarit bashpa asura sofik meragoyim afil bashpa nami mutarim. Sofik lo kiyoda rav amnuna de omer rav amnuna lo asra torah ela keneged amud bilvad buk rav yonatan rami. Kti viyati elacha mikutzumachane ויצאת שם החוט וכתיב ויתת יהיה לך וכיסית צעתך הקצת כאן בגדולים כאן בקטנים על מקטנים לא עשו טוב כנגד עמוד בלבד הנופל הער השורת so why do we be mark ברבונן את הגזר ופוכי גזר ברבונן בבד האנה ובספקם לא גזר ובבד האנה עד כמה אום רבינו משמו כל זמן שמטפיחים וכן אום רבא ברבקון רב יוחנן כל זמן שמטפיחים וכן אמר אולה, כל זמן שמטפחים. גניבה בשביל רב אמר, כל זמן שרישו מניקה. אומר רב יזב שר אלי מראה לגניבה. השתצוע, אמר רב יד אמר רב, כמד שקר בפנה מותר. יטלת מי מהרגליים ירסבח מרן. אמר לי הבאי, מה חזית לסבח תאה? סבוך עד יום רב אבר בכאן אמר רב, צוע אפילו כחרס אסורה. איך ידע מצוע כחרס? אמר רב אבר בכאן אמר יוכל כל זמן שזור כבן נפרחת. That's not כחרס. יקרה כל זמן שגול כבן נפרחת. אמר רבין אף, וקיים לה, כמד רב יהודה, מי דפתי? חוזר צועה, אמר לי, עיין, אי קור בפני הילו, וראי כדי אמר, אוקיי, אמר לי, עיין, אי מיפלה יפלויה, מי אבי עלה, התמרצוע כחרס, המימר אמר, אסור, מה זאת אומר, מותרת, אמר, רב, יוכת הצוע כחרס אסורה, מהרגליים כל זמן שמטפיחים, מתם. מהרגליים כל זמן שמטפיחים אסורי, ניבלו, או יפשו מותרים, מי לב, ניבלו דומי לי יפשו, מה יפשו, אין משום הניכר, אף נבלו דן רישום הניכר או רישום הניכר יצאו אסור אף אגב דאין מטפיחים כמובן ולטיימר אם הרי שכל זמן שמטפיחים הוא דאסור או רישום הניכר is sure so what are you saying? The bride can't keep track of what it's saying itself אלא מי הולך אלא משמע מינו למי קטן לא כלי שנשפחו ממנו מהרגליים that's also לקרות קריאה שבהם without any מהרגליים כנגד מהרגליים עצמן שנשפחו depends if נבלו מותר לא נבלו אסור as Rabbi Yossi says כל זמן שמטפיחים now let's try to understand what's נבלו and לא נבלו is on the comma אילם נבלו means אין מטפיחים and לא נבלו means it is מטפיחים and Rabbi Yossi is coming to say כל זמן שמטפיחים it's אסור but משום הניכר שורי so then he's repeating it on a comma so it's got to be that nivlo is en rishum nikar lo nivlo is rishum nikar and Rabbi Yossi is coming to say because man shemat b'chiru di aser or rishum nikar shori lo kulei alma because man shemat b'chiru di aser rishum nikar is definitely shori the machloket with Rabbi Yossi is whether you need to fear hamanat latpia it could be nice Your athletes falling a halal of the flame, it's a hama. So what? You're saying Tana's stomach, Rabbi Yez, Rama, it's a hama? No. I feel a tamak, Rabbi Yeshua, but it could be, we're talking about over here. Someone who was knowing a Vatiki, Dom Rabbi Yochana. Vatiki, now you go, Mimo, Tana, it's a hama. Vim lav yit kaseb a mayim vikra. How can it be mit kaseb a mayim if libo is royat erva? Omer Balazi Vitamer Vaka Barava Baracha Mishum Rabbeinu. We're talking about Mayim Akurim Shana. The Domu Ka'aras Mikta Shalai Rebbe Boer Vato. Turn around on Mayim Sulim. Yeshe Kamat Savaro Vikore. Vyesh Omrim, no, you have to be Ochram Baraglo. What about the Tanakama Libero at Arava? Clearly, Kasava Libero at Arava, Mutar. What about Akevoro at Arava? Kasava, even Akevoro at Arava, Mutar. Itma, akevel ro'eh tarava mutar, but nogeya, they are already a bayam rasur ravam mutar. Rav Zid matin la shmaita hach, but Rav Chinen abrei the Ravika matin la differently. Nogeya de reakol asur ro'eh abayam rasur ravam mutar, because lo nitna torah la malachi asharet. Vilchet nogeya asur ro'eh mutar. Omar Rava, Tzoha ba'ashashit muter likrot kriyat shema kenegda. Erva ba'ashashit asur likrot kriyat shema kenegda. Tzoha ba'ashashit muter likrot kriyat shema kenegda. The tzoha b'kisui talya milta. And who's to say transparency is not kisui? But erva ba'ashashit is asur likrot kriyat shema, because there the Torah is makbid on ri'ya. Lo yer ebecha erva davar merachmana v'akom itchazya. Om Rabbaya, Tzoha kosher mevatla barok. Om Rava, uvrok ava. Om Rava, Tzoha beguba miniach zandalo ala vikore. Kriyat Shema. Sorry, vikore kriyat Shema. Boy, mar, bereda, ravina. Tzoha dvuka besandalo, my take. Om Ravida, akum arom, asilikor kriyat Shema kinegi. What do you mean, akum? Asil Yisrael nami. Yisrael pshitale, of course it's asr. Akum it's trichale. Ma the tema och tibo asher besar chamorim besaram. So maybe it's kechamor be almu. Kamash ron dinu nami nikra erva. Dechtiv ervat avihem lo raku. Velo it kaselo be mayim araim velo be mayim mishra. Achi atil tochan mayim. Until you talk of mine, we're supposed to call the fire department. Kama maya rami va'aza. No, obviously, I'll be kama. Lo yit kasilo b'maya maroim, lo b'maya mishra, kla. There's nothing to do. If there's just merag, why not you atil atochan mayim v'yikra? Ten rabbanu. Kama yatil atochan mayim kosho. Rabbi Zakai omer, Rabbi Yit. Omer av Nachman machloket l'bisof. But if you start with water in the chamber pot, koshen. You need a revit. לאחר המיטה קורה, לפני המיטה אינו קורה, אבל מרחיק הוא 400 וקורה. רב שמעון בן אלעזר אומר, I don't care if it's a bait 100 אמה, לא יקרא עד שיוציאם או שניחם תחת המיטה. דיבור לו, how do we read this? איך יקרא? אחר המיטה קורה מיד, לפני המיטה מרחיק 400 וקורה? Or is it, אחי, תנאי רב שמעון בן אלעזר אומר, then you're marked karbama, but if they it won't have to be marked karbama. And then we call it klal. Toshma the time of Shemitah was Roman. Achar amita karemiyat. If they amita marked karbama. If Shemitah was Roman, I feel a bite, Malay. By a meyama. Loikrach yat yamashi and ifim tachan amita. Okay, fine. So you just answered arbaya, but you got us into a bigger pickle. Because not a matnita kashinadad. Okay, fine. Epoch batraita. What do you mean epoch batraita? My chazita vachta batraita. Maybe epoch kamaita. No. Because man shamat on the yom akle bait karba amodami. Rib Shimon alazri. Om Rib Yazabam name Ravuna. Mita pachot mishlosha pshita leidir kalavidam. But I do not know what the din is about shlosha, arba, hamisha, shisha, shiva, shmona, tisha. What's the din? Om alay, I don't know. I didn't even ask him. Because I know it's a different shus. Om Rabbi, it's a good thing. Shab Ravada to Loi Barlocha. Kol Asura Shutachritahi. Om Rabbi Yogata Bachot Mishlosh Galovadami. Asura Shutachritahi. Mishlosh Shavat Sara. I need to buy him in a reverse with Huna. Volo Poshitla. Om Rabbi Loch Rabshima and Lazar. Vechain Om Rabbi Yakov Barad Bachmur. Aloha Rabshima and Ben Lazar. The Rav Amar in Alaf Akrib Shimon ben Elazar.
So Purim Sameach, everybody, I guess. Yeah. At least if you live outside of Yerushalayim, it's not really supposed to be Purim. Yet.
No.
No, but I'm wishing you for tomorrow. Yeah? Okay. It's not really our Purim, and that's when I say I'm missing them. Okay, we were. See, today's daf is daf Chofei. Yeah, okay, but we were holding still, I think, on Chofei on the days, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, we got almost to the end, right?
Tanya Kavosi, I think, 7 lines up.
Very good. Tanya Kavosi, there are 6 to 7 lines up, Chofei on the days. Hayama Halech, so the Shiloh over here is somebody's walking along, and he comes to a Mavui Mitunaf, where there's unpleasant smells and so on. Rav Chista refused to accept. And Atke Dekak refused to accept, he said, if Yehoshua ben Nun would come and tell me, I wouldn't accept it either. Forget about Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. That if you can put your hands over your throat and keep saying Kriya Shema, put your hands over your mouth and keep saying Kriya Shema, whatever the question was, and absolutely have to stop, said Rav Chisda. So Tanya was a Rav Chisda, Hayam Alak B'Vavatim Tunafot, Lo Yikra Kriya Shema. You should not read Kriya Shema. Even if he was in the middle of reading, he had stopped short. Posek. Okay, B'Diavav, Lo Pasak. What's Halacha? Omri Maisha Barbarei, Rav Yashur Ben Levi, Allah V'Katuv Omer, a guy like that, gam ani natati lahem chukim lo tovim umishpatim lo yefyubam. So in other words, his kind of kriyat shema, maybe he did thinks what he thinks is a mitzvah, but it's not the kind of thing that's going to get him anywhere in life. Ravasi omer hoy moshchei ha'avon b'chavlei hashav, to drag in a terrible chait using absolutely weak cobwebby robes. What do you get out of this? What's the point? You're doing a terrible thing. You're convincing yourself it's a good thing to do. It's open to self. It's saying Yichud Hashem and so on. That's mamish b'chavlei Hashem. Hela, you get some kind of pleasure out of it. Avera, that's thick ropes. But to drag in an avera like this for nothing. Revada barava memiyasa ki dvar Hashem baza. V'im pasak masichalo. How about if he is pesek? So he's sensitive to surroundings. He's makmen on the Kiddushas Hashem. Omer of Avu, Allah Vakatuv Omer, about a guy like that, it says, instead of the hefech of Kidvar Hashem Bazar, we find it says, Kilod Avareku Mechem, this is your Kihu Chayechem, so he respects the fact that the Torah is Yiskayim. Ubezavar Azet Harichu Yamim, that's the difference between a Dvar Hashem Bazar and someone who recognizes Kihu Chayechem. Omer of Una, Haitata Litocha Gurolo Amatina, the guy's wearing a sweater, he's uncovered, down to his waist. It doesn't have much beneath his waist either, but he ties his sweater, in case he gets cold, ties his sweater around his waist, thank heavens. It's better than a gourd, you know, in the old days, he used a gourd. But he's got a sweater, so is that enough? Mutali called Kriyat Shema, and I go, yes, that's enough. Tanya Nami Yosef, Tata Rito, Shal Beged, Shal Or, Shal Sak, whatever it is, this guy has tied around his waist. Mutali called Kriyat Shema, despite the fact that the rest of him is uncovered. Abu Litvila, Achi Chasepipo. The difference is, in tefillah, a person is being aimed lifnei hamelach. You certainly don't walk into lifnei hamelach b'levush tzak. But if you're reading kriyat shema, then you're not talking to the melach. You're talking to Shema Yisrael. So there's no need to be dressed properly and so on. So even if you're just covered from the waist, although there's a question over here whether this is only b'diavad, because chatzilah a person should be dressed as the covered of the Yivad Hashem and so on. But certainly it's not the equivalent of amida lifnei hamelach. There's no stira between them. How about if a guy forgot he was wearing tefillin, finds himself in the bathroom, doing what he's doing? Well, he might as well finish. You know. I mean, what are you reading anyway? Harry Potter and this? Achi Igmar. Surely a person shouldn't sit with his tefillin until he's finished. Achi Igmar Amud Rishon. What it means is that in the process of defecation, you should not stop in the middle. Because this is not good for your health. But once you've gotten something out of your body, you don't have to sit around waiting. Go back out, take up your throne, and then go back in to finish. You certainly could stop right away and get up. No, that's because of health reasons. The Tanya of Shimon Gamliel Omer, Amud HaChazer, Neviyat Adam Midei HaDrokan. Somebody who prevents now the exit of feces, and allows them to remain inside of his body when they're on their way out, it brings a person to an illness, which is called drokan, which swells the belly and so on. Silona, because there's someone who stops urinating in the middle, is maybe at that, meaning that he forces a stop. That's maybe as adam yerakon, that damages the liver and could cause you to get jaundiced. Itma. Soal bisaro. Oyadomu nachat bepetakise. If someone has a little bit of fecal matter on his flesh, or his hand is in a window that's in the Beit HaKiseh. That's Rashi's girsa. L'maisa, many of the Rishonim had the girsa over here, which is Yado Babi Beit HaKiseh. Meaning he hasn't washed his hands. It's not that he sees any feces on his hands or anything, but he certainly would not use those hands until he washes them for anything. He's not going to touch food or anything like that. So, Memela, those hands are not roi for Tahira and for Kedusha. So let's say, I mean, the Rashi's gears sounds a little bit funny. I mean, there's a window, a guy has his hand in the window, and the Beit HaKissin, the rest of his other keys. They were coming to define the principle, according to Rashi. So Rav Huna Umar Amar, Nukar Likrot Kriyat Shema, Rav Chista Amar Asur Likrot Kriyat Shema. So the question over here is whether any element of the body that's exposed to something unclean is sufficient to prevent you from seeing Kriyat Shema, or does the cleanliness or uncleanliness issue have to do with that part of your body which is saying Kriyat Shema? Your mouth, your eyes, your brain. But I mean, the fact that, you know, something on your knee somewhere covered may be dirty. It's not involved in Kriyat Shema. So Amar Rava, my time at Rav Huna. Why does Rav Huna hold your only your mouth? It's Kol HaNishama Ta'aliyah. Kol HaNishama means that which the neshama is fluya in. It's the breath that you're speaking. That has to be in a mokum of covered. But the rest of you is on the gear. Rav Chista Amar, no, asur likrot Kriyat Shema. My time to Rav Chista, if kol atzmotai tomarna Hashem micha mocha. So all my entire existence calls out Hashem micha mocha. So that includes all aspects of yourself. You can't just take your head and your words and take them out of the context of your body. Itma. Reach Rashi yeshlo ikar. What is the din if you're in a place which something smells and there is something that the smell is coming from that remains there? As we know, there's such things as a reach that remains even though you have nothing in front of you that it's coming from. But how about that it has an ikar? Rav Huna Amar Marchik Arba Amot, the Koran. Rav Huna says, go Arba Amot from that thing which smells. And at that point, you can be Kore, Mashma, even if it still smells. Because you're only going away from the thing. So it's not the smell per se that would be the problem. Rav Chista says, no. The entire area that smells is considered to be the place that's dirty. From the place that you stop smelling, there you have to go Arba Amot, Mimakom Shepasak HaReach, and then Kore Kriyat Shema. Tanya Kapasi Rav Chista, and indeed we see that there's a brisa that says like Rav Chista that you have to go from the Mokom Shepasak HaReach. Because it says in the brisa like this, Lo Yikra Adam Kriyat Shema, Lo Kineket Soat Adam, Velo Kineket Soat Klavim, Velo Kineket Soat Chazirim, Velo Kineket Soat Tarnegolim, Velo Kineket Ashpa, Sherechara. So any type, either excrement literally, of types of animals where there's a really disgusting smell to that excrement. It doesn't include things like cow pies and so on. But this type of thing is a human excrement. So that's considered to be disgusting. So there you have to be marking from it. And for that matter, from a garbage bell that has a bad smell. The iman, it's not, by the way, bad smell, meaning unpleasant smells that are usur. It's decay smells. It has to be coming from decaying matter. If there's a smell of a gas that doesn't smell right, you know, because you're playing in your chemistry lab, that's not considered to be a reach ra. I'm talking about a reach ra that comes from organic decay. If you're in a place where you're 10 tefachim higher than that, or this thing was 10 tefachim higher than you, or namuch asarat tefachim, so then it's a completely different yoshos. Yoshev b'tzido v'korei Kriyat Shema, so then there's no problem, because you're in a different reshus. Here there's a machlokas rishonim, again, we're putting off to our mythological Friday review, which apparently doesn't happen every Friday. And we'll discuss the machlokas about this issue of the smell, per se, even though the smell is contained in a different reshus. V'korei Kriyat Shema, v'imla, but if it's in the same area, sorry, and you should go as far away as necessary. If it's in front of you, you have to get away from being able to see it. V'chein l'tfila. Reach rash yesh lo ikar, marchik arba'amot, mimakom ha-reach. The correct reach is exactly what Rav Chista said. Now, this part about being marchik melo enav makes you believe, and indeed this is the Rav Rashita, that even filthy things... Remember that we have two completely different halachas that we've seen, both in the same parasha. V'hayah machanecha kadosh, v'lo yera'ebecha erevat davar. There's two different issues there. Machanecha kadosh, we understand, means anything that is low class, filthy, disgusting, that makes a person not feel that he's in a mokum kedusha, takes his nefesh from its tahira. So that would include even things that have nothing to do with your thoughts. They're, on the contrary, it's the absolute physical that we're talking about. So therefore, fecal matter, we say, is included v'hayah machanecha kadosh. And this is clearly that's what it's referring to, because it comes in context in the Torah of Yat Yelech HaChutz, ויצאת אחוז וכיסית את צאתך, ויצאתי עליך, so it says referring to כיסית את צאתך, cover up that which comes out of you. So it's clearly referring to bathroom issues. But then, ולא יהיה בך ערבת דבר, it's clearly referring to nakedness, and thought issues, and so on. Those are two different things. The question is ולא יראה בך ערבת דבר connected to the יעתי עליך בחוץ? The meaning, you're not supposed to be seeing even these feces. Ah, so that's what Machlokas was showing. Here's this Kumalayena. So that is what happens, somebody, or in the case we had before, where somebody sitting next to a Mechitza Vasor Tvachet. So it's beneath him. Maybe you still see it. So is the seeing of it also, you're standing in the room and right outside the door there's a pile of excrement. Can you daven, despite the fact that you see it? Is it different? So that, the Rashi says no, because the lawyer Evelcha, is includes both issues, as Ervat Avar, but there's certainly an Indian of Ri'ya here too. The Rush argues on that. Again, we'll Bezrat Hashem discuss this at length. It's a very, very Nagel Alocha, especially with the way cleaning is proceeding in the Rova lately. It's a seriously Nagel Alocha, not to mention the people that have decided that the Rova is a place to grow animals. We won't talk about any of our members, of course, they're excluded. So, it seems from here that the Brisa is supporting the contention that you have to be marking from the Reach Arba'amis, not just marking from that which is causing the Reach. Well, my Rava says, Rava, well, but don't take this Brisa too seriously. Because it's not really correct. Meaning, here it's saying that any type of excrement that is smelly is prohibits you to read Kriyat Shema. But it says in another Brisa, lo yikra adam Kriyat Shema, lo keneged tzoat adam, v'lo keneged tzoat chazirim, v'lo keneged tzoat klavim, bizman shenatam arot tochan. That the fact that you have over here a pile of dog excrement does not answer you, because that itself is not considered to be smelly enough to be disgusting. There's certain things you get used to in life, you know. But if you use it, as was the wont in those days, to use such things for various chemical processes, the smelliest of which was the preparation of skin. So in the tannery, the smell is absolutely overwhelming. So if you put now the orot together with the tzoat klavim, Rishonim pointed, it can't be referring back to tzoat adam because that's never used for tanning purposes. So that apparently stands on its own as being disgusting. But the idea of tzoat klavim, which we said earlier, is definitely usher. This bright says, no, it's not usher, it's usher. Only when natan orot tocham. Why the name of Sheshes? Okay, we've discussed until now Reach Ra Sheyesh Lo Ikar. How about Reach Ra Sheein Lo Ikar? How about where there is a smell, but the smell is not something that's exposed? And that might even be, we'll see later on, types of bathrooms that will remove the actual excrement from anywhere. In other words, it rolls down underneath the ground, but the whole area still smells. Or, for that matter, if you have people sleeping in a room and they're smelling up the room, as you know, sometimes you got to fly away about a half a mile. The shaila is it mutter to be saying kriyat shema in that kind of room? So what would be the din? Amalahu, well, look, I hate to say it, but I mean, take a look at the Beis HaMedrash. I mean, you have these guys putting out their sleeping bags there. Osu chazu hani tzipi de beirav, tahani ganu, tahani gaisi. I mean, these guys are sleeping and not being too careful about what kind of smells they're letting out. And the other guys are sitting and learning. So apparently, a smell that doesn't have an ikar that's exposed, it doesn't answer you. The truth is, though, that doesn't really prove the whole question, because I don't mean to be different. This is only coming in terms of learning. And the reason that they were matir, because the Indian of smell per se, where you don't have something that is disgusting, is derabbanan. So derabbanan, we're not going to be metakein something that's going to prevent people from learning. I mean, that would mean the bottom line is, if there's one guy sitting at the Beit HaMidrash, maybe he's going to leave the Beit HaMidrash and throw him out of the Beit HaMidrash. So that kind of thing we can't have. So we were matir continuing to learn. Avo kriyat shema, lo. And the truth is, we're going to be go lenient on you in being in a room where other people are sleeping, but don't think that allows you to do whatever you want when you're sitting and learning. The day, lo, have a little bit of respect, please. Go out of the room. Itmar. Sona Overeta. This is all where we're talking about being in a rishus. We understand that there's an issue not to be in the same place. This is my machane. Suppose something is passing through. Is it the presence per se, or is it the presence within your machane? So somebody walks through the room carrying the barrel that he was removing from the outhouse next door. He's going through that. He doesn't intend to stay in that room. So you can't really call the tzoah in the room. But is it atkedei kach, it's defined by a permanent placement? But what would be the din? Abaya Omer Mutar Likrot Kriyat Shema, Rav Amar Asur Likrot Kriyat Shema. Says Abaya, I'll prove to you that it's mutter, because we know when it comes to Tuma, now this is not a reference to Tumat Hamet, it's a reference to the din of Tzorat. In the din of Tzorat, the Torah says that Badav Yeshev Mechutz L'Machaneh Moshavo. Moshavo means the place where he is, where he lives, so to speak, and temporarily, obviously, but he's got to leave his house and settle somewhere else, Moshavo. From there we learn, it's not, Hatameo Beitachat Ha'ilan V'Tahoro Ver Tameh. So now, if you are nichnas into the house of the person who is Tameh, this is not similar to Tumas Ohalim by a mace. This is called Tumat Biyah. Because obviously, Tumas Ohal makes no difference. The mace is passing by, you're passing by. It's just the momentary presence in the same area, which is under the same place, and an Ohal mace. But when it comes to Tumat Mag and Nega, over there, if the Tameh, who has the Nega, is standing still, and this becomes Namakom Moshavo. By the way, it doesn't mean necessarily to sit, because it says it twice. So we darshan Moshavo is even if he's standing, as long as he's still, and this is his marker. So you are passing by, and you become Tameh. But on the other hand, if the person who has the Nega is just passing by, and the Tahor, the you, are standing under a tree, quietly, then the Tumah that's passing by does not affect you. Because it's not in your machane, so to speak. It's just going through. So same thing over here. If it's a question, are you machane hakadosh? So it's just passing through. Therefore, I say that there's no problem of reading Kriyat Shema. And this is true even with an Evan Amenugad, not only a human being, but also an Evan from a house that carries Nega, which we learn out has the same din as the human who has Nige Haor. The Rava says back to Abaya, I mean, what he would have answered, Amar Lecha, there's no comparison. Hatam bekviuta tal yom yilta. Zichtiv badad yeshev michutz l'machane moshavo. But, so over there, what are we talking about? The Torah is stressing the kviut, the moshav. But over here, the Torah is simply saying, v'ayom machanecha kadosh, from any untoward influences at all. And it's not. V'aleka, you don't have that. What's not coming in whether the thing is passing through or not? So how can you compare something whose criteria are totally different? Therefore, says Ron, what's not coming in? Is your machanecha kadosh? It's not Kurdish right now. Somebody's passing through with a barrel from the Yad House. Omer Papa, pi chazir kitzoa over a dummy. You got a pig walking by, that's the same thing as having a pile of it. Gee, that's not obvious. Anybody seen a pig knows that's what's smeared all over the pig's nose. I mean, they love to wallow in it, right? So why would I think differently? No, let's just have a guy to sneak him in horror. The question over here is, we ain't talking about any pig, we're talking about David, who was just given over to a contest in the 4-H club. Who's got the most beautiful pig? You'd think a pig like that was just scrubbed and scrubbed and shining like a glistening pig. That already is not Kitzoya Overas. Kamash Malon, any little piggy is a piggy.
That's some pig.
Piglets. Come on, what a nasty thing to say. You can't even... No, it's Piglet.
That's right.
My goodness.
Piglet is an honorary human.
It's all over it, not the
Torah. Yeah, it's because the Chazir is over it. It's not a din in the type of Torah. It's a din in the fact that Chazirim usually walk around and sit still. Amr of Yehuda, you've ruined it for me now. I can never read Winnie the Pooh again. Amr of Yehuda. Listen, it's up on the web, let me tell you. My Winnie the Pooh stories. So look for sure. Amr of Yehuda. Safik tzoa overed. Safik tzoa asura. Safik miraglayim mutari. When it comes to question, you're not certain whether there's tzoa in a place or whether there's urine. So binogea tzoa, it's asa. Binogea miraglayim, it's mutar. Ikri amre. Others say it depends where the safik is. Rabbi Yehuda actually said, safik tzoa babayit mutarit. Ba'ashpa asura. So in the bayit, where normally it's cleaned up, they can rely that it's mutter. Where you're talking about an area which is set aside for such things, so then it's asur. Whereas sofik meraglayim afilu ba'ashpa nami peturim. What's the reason? Because he holds several other Rav Amnuna. The other Rav Amnuna points out that when it comes to urine, the Torah does not asur the material of the urine. It asurs the urine as it's exiting from the body. So in other words, if someone is urinating in front of that, you're not supposed to say Kriyat Shema. But the fact that you have urine on the ground, or like in that passageway where you come to the Daf Yomi, which we will talk about, so over there...
that's what struck me, by the way. When this Gemara is a child, yeah. I've never been in a moment.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. In any event, I know the child is this called the Beis Hakisei Kavua, or is it only...
pretty good people.
Yeah,
exactly.
Enough.
During Kol Moed, people will knock on my door for the first day, the first Jewish residents on the way in, and they'll knock on my door to ask you, and by all means, please, because otherwise they don't come.
It's okay. Kalman had better experiences than that. They were using the door. It's not funny at the time, especially when you open the door. So according to Rav Amnuna, the point is that the Torah Midiraisa, you don't have a suffix over here because there's certainly no one present urinating. So what's the shaila? Elamai, you have a suffix to Rabbana. So when it comes to Rabbana, we'll be makel. Uchar Rebbe Yonatan, what's his marker? It's beautiful, beautiful marker. The marker is a deacon of apostles. Rebbe Yonatan points out. He says, well, clearly you have a contradiction in the Torah. Because you have, on the one hand, the Torah is makbid on Yod. Yod tiyelecha bichutz l'machaneh, v'yatzata shama chutz. So you're supposed to have a makom, that's miyuchad, to go out to. If you need to go out, go out. And then it continues on and says, v'yatzei tiyelecha ala zinecha. So in your backpack, in your army pack, you should have a shovel. That's part of your supplies to every soldier. Use the shovel to dig. Make sure that you cover that which came out of you. This is in the middle of a war effort, you understand. Okay, this is why kadosh. So make up your mind. How come it didn't say with the yati yelach? How come it didn't say you're supposed to cover it? It just said you're supposed to go out there. And then it says again another person, oh, by the way, you should have a shovel, you should cover them. It should be put together. Ella, clearly there's two completely different dinim. Okay, it's that kanbe gedolim, kanbe ktanim. So you're not mechuyev to cover excrement. You're mechuyev to cover al mektanim lo asrat torah lekeneged amud. Obviously, if the Torah would have held that there is in fact something disgusting about the presence of urine itself, it would have been mechayev you to cover it because lamaisa even so it will dry out if it's exposed to the sun and so on. The Torah doesn't allow you to say that. Well, you know, it's biodegradable. No. You're required to take care of it now, not take advantage of biodegradability. So that would be true about urine as well. Therefore, it must be that midiraisa is no iser, except for the fact that we don't want you urinating in the machane. So it must be there's something wrong with urinating, but nothing wrong with urine. So you see that the Torah was answering only at the moment of urination, can I get amud? That's something else. That's a special halacha in terms of the Azorah. It's very interesting, you know, the Christian sensibilities has so much effect. I actually saw a Pirish that asks, one of the Pirishim on the Mishnah, that asks, it certainly does no harm mean that it could be using urine, you understand? So what does the Mishnah mean? I mean, it couldn't mean urine. Now, he apparently wasn't even aware that this was a prime source of ammonia and cleaning fluid and so on. I mean, you know, you didn't buy Windex, you bought Urinex. You know. So he gives, imagine what a Mishnah appearance he gives, that Merag Lion is a particular spring that comes out that people used to stand with one foot on the other side, one foot on this side, and that's Merag Lion. It's gotta be, because it couldn't be such a habit. You know. So that's a particular halacha, the guy to the Azura, you know, if you know, it's a Chiddush.
Does it make a difference if the ground is porous?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that now. We'll see. Hanoful ara. Once the urine gets on the ground, it's mutter. So it's only the rabbanan who the gazru will visit gazru. Rabbanan the vada'an. Rabbanan a gazer and the vada'i. They were never gazer in a suffix. Uba vada'an at kama. How long does that urine remain now? I'm welcome to the halat sekriyat shema. Omer Rabbi Abishmuel calls manshem matzpichim as long as they are still damp. This place is damp. I will see that there's some question as to what that means, because there's two famous shiurim in Tvicha, which we know from all over Shas. Something is damp, meaning it feels damp to the touch. And something is damp, meaning it has actual wetness in it, so that when you take your finger away, your finger will be wet. That's called Tofeach Almanat Latfiach. It's sufficiently damp to make something else not wet, but damp to the touch. But this thing is more than simply damp to the touch. That we'll see on Amud Beis. We're going to get to how to understand the Hatfacha over here. Geniva vishmei derabam, huh? Koz man sherishuman nikar. Geniva says, well, no, it's more than that. But as long as you can tell that someone urinated here, there's a mark on the ground, that's considered to be also a usher. Rabbi Yosef said, there goes Geniva with his lies again. Shorale Morle, they didn't like Geniva very much because he was a Baal Machloikas. And they ended up actually getting him knocked off with a little bit of government interference and so on. But
we don't hear from him much in Shas, do we?
Well, we hear using him as an example. So anyway, may God forgive Gneva. There he goes again. There's no possible way that Rav could have said that. So he's obviously lying. I mean, Hashtag Soa on Rav Yudah Amar Rav. We know that Rav was quoted by Rav Yudah, even if it comes to excrement, that Kivan Shekarmu Paneah Mutar, that if you have now the outer surface is dried, it's like membranous at this point, so that's okay. So you, when it comes to urine, which were much, much less mocked, but you can tell me, as long as I can tell Rishum HaNikar, I mean, you can tell excrement is Rishum HaNikar for years. But nonetheless, it's being moderate, even though inside it's still wet and damp. So that's crazy. I'm going to advise us about, well, let's not jump to conclusions over here. I mean, you're right. If this would be the only report that we had of Rav Shita, you could come to the conclusion that God should only forgive Gneva for his stuff. But over here, actually, there's another report. And my chazita de samachta ha smochaha. Why are you relying that that's what Rav said? There was another quote of Rav by Rabbi Baravuna, who said that Rav said the opposite. That soa afilu kecheres asura. That even if the tzoa is dried to the point of being like clay, it's still considered to be usher. What is that shear? Omar Rabba Barbachana Rabbi Yochanan calls manch zorka veinani frechet. Kecheres is a chart that it's dried, but if you throw it against something, it doesn't fall apart. Vikidi Amre?
It's something out of Nebraska.
Yeah, well, you got to deal with everything. There's no, you know. It's a good thing that Forrest Gump made it clear to us, and that's and there's no way to avoid it. The Ika de Amre calls the man should go to La Lina Nifrechet. But this already is much more chomer. In other words, as long as you can roll it, and it won't fall apart. Huh? So that's also considered to be a if you're talking about the shear of Tzoa. So it's one thing to say if you throw it against something, another thing to say that even though if you would have thrown it. It would have been nifrechet. If you throw it, it would have been nifrechet. But that's not the proof.
So this is question.
This is more, because over here, according to the first Bani Yomar, if it's nifrechet when it's thrown against something, it's no longer tzoa. Mm-hmm. Okay, but this Bani Yomar is saying, no, if it's nifrechet when it's thrown, that doesn't prove that it's not tzoa. It has to be so dried out that it would be nifrechet even to the touch, even if you're just rolling it. So this is much more homer.
What happens if it's petrified?
That should be fine. Omer Avina. I mean, otherwise, what would we do with all that dinosaur stuff, right? Omer Avina, Avakina Kameda Rav Yudah Midifte. So I was standing there in front of Rav Yudah Midifte, and he noticed that there was some soa. Omarli, so he said, go over and check it out. Again, why don't you take a look at that and see Kormu Panea Ilo. See whether it's dried out on the surface so that we can keep talking. Ikiniam Yoko Omarli. Another version, according to that would be the first big sandwich of the first shot of Rav, but it's enough if it's Karmupaneha. They say that what he said was Ayeni Niflayafluye. See whether it's cracked already, which means that it's really dried out. My Havi Allah, what's the bottom line on this issue? Itmar. Soa kecheres, amemar amra asura, marzutra amra muteret. And Rava says, Yilchatat soa kecheres asura, whereas Merak Laim is only cause mancha matbichin. Really? Says in the Brisa, not like that. Means it's a miraglayim. Kol zman shemat bichin asurin nivlu'u o yavshu mutarin. Now, explain to me what nivlu'u means. I mean, in the context of yavshu, so nivlu'u l'chora is similar to yavshu. I mean, just like yavshu means that they're completely dried out, which means that there's nothing left, not even a stain. So nivlu'u would mean as long as they're absorbed into the ground, it's not enough. It has to be absorbed to the point of Ein Rishonam Nikar. But if you could see still a stain, even though it's not wet, that would be considered to be Asur. And you said it has to be Matzpia, it has to be wet. Here's Matzpia in Matzpichit. Says, what kind of diak is that? So if you're going to be Madayak from this, in the Reisha says, Kozman Shematzpichit. So it's only Asur, Kozman Shematzpichit, not Asur. Matzma Rishonam Nikar is Mutzer. So clearly the Bryce is not coming to discuss the Niblo in the context of Yavshu, so from here you can't prove anything. Let me get Tanoim. Maybe it's really Machlokes Tanoim, this issue. That would explain why we have this vague approach of the Brice over here. Kli shenishpachu mimenu meiraglayim. Asulik wrote Kriyat Shema Kenegdo. If you had a chamber pot that contained meiraglayim, even if you poured out the meiraglayim, you can't be Kriyat Shema Kenegdo, the chamber pot. Meiraglayim atzmam shenishpachu. The actual urine that was spilled, the place where it landed, nivlo, absorbed into the ground as mutter, lo nivnu asur. was Rabbi Yossi. He says, no, Kozman Shabbat Bichin. Well, let's try to understand what that means. When he says Nivlu, we say Nivlu or Lo Nivlu. My Nivlu v'lo Nivlu d'akomar Tanakama. I mean, if what Nivlu means that it was just Nivlu to the point where it's not wet, I can still see it. And Lo Nivlu means it's still wet. So it comes along Rabbi Yossi to say, no, it has to be wet. But if it's Mishuma Nikar, then it's mutter. That's exactly what I just said, didn't I? I just said that. What are you telling me? You argue. You're repeating what I said. So clearly the Tanakama was referring to something else. Ela nivlu must mean the in rishuman nikar. Lo nivlu is rishuman nikar. So the Tanakama holds, okay, even if it's dry, it's not matpiach, there's still a stain here, that's already also. Comes on to be osi. No. Because manshimat bichimu does. It's only if it's actually damp, but rishuman nikar would be mutter. Okay, so here we go. We've got a machlokas, Tanoim, Tanakam, and Rabbi Yossi as to whether Rishumanikar is the Issa or the Matbichin is the Issa. Says anymore, not necessarily, because I could explain the machlokas being something else. It may be that the Kulei Alma goes on to Matbichim or the Issa. Everybody agrees there needs to be damp associated with it, and Rishumanikar along where there's no dampness is Mutter. The machlokas over here calls Mancha Matbichin is that he's in, Rabbi Yossi is saying, that as long as it's matzpiach, whereas Tanakam is saying tofeach amenas latpiach. So that means that if it's not tofeach amenas latpiach, in other words, it's not damp enough to touch it, that you should become wet from it. Not wet, but damp, that your finger should become damp. So that's considered to be damp. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, on the contrary, if it's dampish, if it's matzpiach, even though it won't make you damp, that's already considered to be still there. Yorad Litvol, now the next piece in the Mishnah talks about a guy who went down to be Tevel. He doesn't have time to get to Kriyat Shema before Netzach Hama. He should daven in, or say Kriyat Shema, depending on which sheet we hold, in the mikveh. So that he's covered with the water, and he's saying Shema. Now, understand, what's the big rush? Why does he have to get out of the mikveh now? I mean, this would be true according to that second Lashon Rebbe Eliezer, who said that the Zman of Kriyat Shema is only till Netzach Hama. Apparently he's going to miss him on Kriyat Shema. But, I mean, if you hold it, you have to go till 3 hours in the day. I mean, what's your rush? Get out of the mikveh, dry off, go to the nearest shul. What's the crazy way to say Kriyat Shema? Well, no, it's not crazy. Because I feel the Tevel of Yeshua, maybe it's going like the sheet of the Vatikin, Rebbe. It's not lechatchila, you can read Kriyat Shema up until that time. The Vatikin say you have to go mimotayim anetachama. So this guy essentially is interested in being going with Kriyat Shema. Now, as we pointed out in the Mishnah, this implies that he's being driven by the rationale of the Vatikin, which is that you have to be mitzvah gula l'tfila, which implies you're going to say the whole davening in the mikveh, which leads to the without conclusion tefillin. That it's better to daven, clearly without tefillin, that was the commander, but here the shayla is better to daven without the minyan and so on, and not being in the best of all possible hikoms, but nonetheless, to daven in order to be mekayim levatikin. Although again, many shitas in the Mishnah Berurah holds this, is that all of these special heterim for vatikin is where that is the way that you always do things. Not you got a juke in your head today. You know what? Once I'm already in a mikvah, I might as well go all the way. You know, let me become really vatikin. That doesn't help. V'imlav yitkaseh b'mayim v'ikra. Now, if not, you can simply, don't even have time, you can simply cover yourself up with the water that you're in. And read Kriyat Shema. How can you read Kriyat Shema if your heart is going to be in the same place where your genitals are? And, I mean, assuming that, yeah, I mean, water is usually transparent. Now, what's interesting here, and this is a fascinating question because it leads to many, many, many nafkaminas la'alokha, particularly Bizman, that people are not knowing very much in Tzniut, and we had a whole list of things that you're not supposed to say Kiddush in front of, the Brochus in front of. How about if you're not looking? Because I'm saying Kiddush, I'm looking at the flowers, and I'm looking at the Kiddush cup in my hand. It happens to be, there's a woman who's uncovered, but I'm not looking at her, right? So here the Shaila is like this, and Shonen points out, wait a second, if the Gemara's Havimina was, that Libo can be Roes Erva, that means, can be, not that it's Mutatu, but that it's possible to be Roes Erva in this case, it means the Gemara holds up until this point, clearly, that the water is transparent. That's going to be the Gemara's parents. It's talking about the mother's not, the water's not transparent. I said, what about your eyes? Isn't the water transparent to your eyes?
That's not the problem.
Apparently, that's not the problem, which makes no sense, because later on we're going to see that erva covered with glass is still considered to be erva. And it's not considered to be mechusa. Therefore, some say indeed it's talking about, if you close your eyes. I was going to say, but it doesn't say anything about closing your eyes. What's the pshat? And anyway, last time I heard, your heart's eyes were closed too. Nonetheless, the Atzer said over there, right? So it's a Leva Roes Erva. Certainly doesn't mind that the heart's retina is picking up the images. So in other words, it means the sense that the images are transferable. What's going to help to cover your eyes then? So therefore, the kind of thing is like this. Although you can be Roa, the fact that your head is outside of the water, the rest of your body is in the water, means that your eyes are not looking at your body. Your eyes are somewhere else. I mean, what's and therefore, unless you're Badafka looking at nakedness, there's no problem of Erva, which is mash, but you can look away, so look to the side. It doesn't say anywhere that you have to turn your neck around the other way like an owl. So apparently, as long as you're not concentrating on seeing something, and this is shown normally, your water, the light reflects off the water. You don't look through the water. So since the light reflects off the water, you're looking somewhere else. Mashman, that would be sufficient. A big thing that's very, very nogel alma. If you're traveling naked? No.
Then your whole body.
Because then your eyes are in the same place. They're the same thing as Liba Reyes Erva. Right. Even if it's the last thing you say, it's the last prayer when you're drowning, you shouldn't say it. Richie will show us an actual picture of such an event, Richie.
There we go. All the way down, they said.
But they were elegantly dressed. I mean, there was no problem there. Everybody was down with their tuxes and ties, I assume.
They have women
having
themselves like this?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the issue of the chassis. Okay. So ask them, what are you going to do? Oh, must be that Omer of Elazar, some say it's Rebacha Barabba Barabba. Mishum Rabbeinu, it's talking about over here, our Mishnah is not talking about clear water. It's talking about Mayim Achurim. It's talking about that it's dirty water. Dirty, the dirty water is the Dhamma. It's a good thing it's Purim and good day for sitting. The Dhamma Ka'ara Samichta. That's basically like mud, you know? So for all intents and purposes, you're covering yourself. And therefore, Tana Rabbana Mayim Tzulim, if you have clear water, Yeshev behem at savaro v'korei, v'yeshamim olcharan biraglo. Others say, make the water dirty by rubbing your feet in the mud under it, and that gets the water to be dirty. And there won't be any problem with libo roes erva. That's right. Now, by that time, you've already frozen to death. Vare libo roes erva. Why, according to the Tanakama, who says you don't even have to make the water dirty? What about Libo Roes Erva? Again, we see there's no problem with your eyes, right? But the layer that's in the same area is called Roes Erva. Obviously, the Tanakama holds that Libo Roes Erva Mutar. Oh, I mean, well, what about the rest of your body? I mean, Akevo Roes Erva, right? Because of Akevo Roes Erva Mutar. It's more Akevo Roes Erva Mutar, but what about Nogeya? How about if some of your body is touching the Mokam Erva? Is that considered to be mutar? So Abai Omar Asur Rava Omar Mutar. Rav Zvid says it over, Masav Ashmai Tzahofi. Rav Chinen Abereda Ravika Masav Ahofi. That was Rav Zvid's approach. But Rav Chinen Abereda Ravika said over like this. Actually, everybody was agreed that when it comes to Nogea, Dibre Hakol Asur. Because some say that the Asur Tosu says over here that it's a Gzera. Because there, maybe it'll be Nagea Biyadayim. Nagea Biyadayim, Yadayim, but definitely marked it on as touching the Mokam Mechusa and so on. So if you get used to the idea of, well, all you need is to be covered, you know, the next thing you know, you'll be ending up scratching yourself and saying, Kriyashma, that's all we need. So in Mimela, we answered any type of Nagea. That's one approach to the Sugya. That's not really a din that is Nagea, the Vahoya Machanecha Kadosh, in terms of the whole question we've had until now. Rava Mugutar, Rava says, look. Enough is enough over here. Rola. Abai Amar Asur, Rav Amar Mutar. Because enough is enough. Lonit Natar Ala Malachi Asharev. Look, if we were Malachim, we wouldn't have an Erva. And so we wouldn't have any problems. That's what Rashi says. But since we have one, you got to learn to live with it. And that's the way it goes, you know? So in the Nela, the Torah was given to human beings. Halacha being, Nogea Asur, Ro'et Mutar. Amar Rava, Rava points out that the two halachas of Ahoyu Machanecha Kadosh versus the din of Loyera Ebachar Vadavar actually imply very different things. So if you would have now a clear, transparent glass bottle that is full of what you're about to send into the lab for a test, that would be perfectly okay to read Kriyat Shema Kenegda, because it's not in your machana in the sense of the Torah making very clear, v'chisita. What makes it not your machana? V'chisita tzayatecha. Cover up what came out of you. I covered it. Here it is. Put the top on, and now I put on the label. No? So was I Mekayim v'chisita? Yeah. Maybe that was over there, it would be okay. But suppose you have genitals in a bottle now. That would be a little bit difficult if you're still reading Kriyat Shema, unless this was somebody you didn't like very much. But, I mean, there are tribes that do this kind of stuff, you know. But what we really mean over here, obviously, is a glass door or something. To have somebody who is naked on the other side of the door. So you say, or a shower. So you'll say that so same thing, right? No. Because over there, the Torah makes it dependent in lo yela er. And transparent glass allows you to see. So therefore, erva ba'ashashit, asur likrot kriyat shema kenegda. Tzo'ah ba'ashashit, mutar likrot kriyat shema kenegda. Why? The tzo'ah b'kisui talya milta. The Torah wanted you to cover it. So you did. La nichsia. Erva ba'ashashit, asur likrot kriyat shema kenegda. You know, the beauty of the Gemara's abstraction of ideas is so beautiful. Because I mean, we understand that the reader of a Gemara knows that what we're talking about is an idea. That, in other words, if you want to talk about test tubes, this is exactly what this is. An erva and a test tube. How do you get an erva? And that's what it's saying. How do you get an erva and a test tube? Obviously, we mean not in vitro. We mean the in situ. So how are you going to explain it? So there's this, I think I've got to spell that out to you. We're talking to two-year-olds over here. All the cases in the Gemara are in a test tube, so to speak. Because we're always abstracting the idea. Here, the first place where it literally talks about a test tube. Put an Arab in a test tube. Obviously, that's not what we mean, right? Because over there, it's also the correct reaction, since the Torah says, below Yera Ebecha Erbatava. So it's the possibility of seeing Amrachmana. Since this is glass, Hokam Itchaz, it's transparent. And therefore, in terms of the Dinim of Erba, it's transparent. Amrabai. So our culture, if there's a tiny bit of excrement, and you don't want to move away from where you are, you can just spit all over it, and you can be mavatalik barok. On my rava, yeah, but we're not talking, we're talking about thick rok over here, we're not talking about just, you know, some light saliva here. On my rava, tsoa beguma. If you have, there's a hole in the crack in the ground, in which there's tsoa in the crack, you can cover it with your foot. With your sandal, obviously, not your naked foot.
As long as you're not touching it, right?
Yeah, well, we'll see. I was going to ask about that. Meniach sandalo alav, put your foot over the crack. The Korei Kriyat Shema. Boy, Mar, Bered, Ravina, how about if the Tzohar got stuck to your shoe? So there the Shaila is that considered to be now, not that you're covering it, but that it's dirtying you? I mean, it's all a matter of perspective, you know. Well, what do you mean that's on? I'm covering it. No, you ain't covering it, man. You got it all over your soul. The Shaila, how to look at it, right?
You walk too short and you stand.
Exactly.
The dog's thing.
Over, no, in a crack.
No, he's saying if on the way to
show you. So that's Enoch Inami, my take over. Enoch Inami? We'll talk about it. We have to be Machmana. Omri Yehuda. Akum Asur, if you Akum Arom, if you have a naked non-Jew, still it's usher to be Kara Kriyat Shabbat Kinecho. Excuse me? My Ari, what do you mean a non-Jew? Even if it's Jewish. I mean, look, a Jewish Arab is much nicer than an Akum Arab, and there's Bris Mila and everything. I mean, so we just were learning that a Jewish Arab is not allowed to say Kriyat Shema. Kol Shekein, an Arab! No, just the opposite. Akum is Tricholai. Come on. How about a naked animal? Is it also to read in front of a naked animal? I mean, the next thing you know, they'll be having these movements to cover animals. What was it called?
The
Great American Oaks. The Great American Oaks, yeah. Fantastic. If you never read it, read it. But make sure that you take deep breaths before, because you're liable to die laughing. And just somebody created a movement, the Great American Hoax, created a movement in which people were outraged by the fact that animals were allowed to go naked. It's like the ultimate, you know, sensitivity thing. And rented a broom closet on Fifth Avenue, so we'd have a Fifth Avenue address. We're going to crush a place. Put up a picture of a horse that was wearing a coat. And so you could see it if you looked through the broom hole, the keyhole of the broom closet, put a fancy thing on the door, nobody was ever there. And he put in a telephone line with an answering machine to answer calls with the message of the day for how to be mischazik in our drive to clothe all naked animals. I forgot what the name of the thing was. It was the Society for Nakedness of Animals, which was meant to be the person should be able to even figure out that the name didn't even make sense, right? And what happened was that AT&T shut down the line because they had more business on that line, and they were only paying a normal business rate than the entire rest of Fifth Avenue. That's what I had. They raised millions of dollars, which was became a whole big issue because they weren't really incorporated. But this thing really was over all the newspapers. Right? People took it seriously. So next thing you know, okay, so what's the problem? So you have an Arab. I mean, it's an Akamina. You have a donkey. You have an Arab. It's the same thing. You might have thought. Why? Because it says, Asher Psar Chamorim B'Saran. The Torah compares the basar, and basar, the flesh, you know, bris basar, is a reference specifically to the most basari part, which is bris basar. So basar chamorim basaram, their basar is chamorim. You might think that it's considered to be like a chamor b'alma, that we don't have any hakpada on the erev of an akum. Kamash v'han di'inu nami ikru erva. The chiddush over here is that the Torah considers the erva of a non-Jew to be a significant erva. Dichtiv v'ervat avihem lo ra'u. So it calls the erva of Noah erva, which is a raya that there is erva by Akum. Now the Mishnah says something which is absolutely crazy. You shouldn't go into a pond where the water is dirty, or where they used it for having for reducing the flax, until you pour water into it. Well, that's really nice. Pour water into it. That's interesting. The Kama Maya Rami Baza, are we talking about dragging an iceberg maybe and letting it melt in the pond? Exactly how much water do you intend to pour into this pond to make the water clean? Obviously there's something missing in this Mishnah because it's absurd. It should be read like this. There's nothing to do about that. If the water stinks, it stinks. But how about if you are in the presence of Meraglaim? You could put water into urine, and that would be Mavatel, the Gezerah on the urine itself. So now, what's the shear? That's what we're asking. Obviously, be a shear. Turn up on it. The Kamayati Tochanmayim, Koshu. The point is that you've put in some other liquid, so you're no longer in the presence of pure urine. Rabbi Zakkai, no, it has to be a significant amount of liquid. You pour in a revius. Omer of Nachum Machlokas will be salt. This is only if you have now a chamber pot of urine. So you're going to add something to it to be bevatel it. It has to be a revius. But if you have a toilet bowl, which has water in it, then it makes no difference how much water is in it. Because everything that goes in is never really considered to be urine, because now it's basically in water. It's mixed with water. So, and indeed, over there, Machlokas, becoming it the kosher, in fact, revius, or Machlokas was sulfur, but it's kosher. Rabbi Yosef says, on the contrary, the Machlokas is l'chatchila. Besof, did we not call it a revius? And Amalei Rabbi Yosef, l'shame, l'maisa, Rabbi Yosef would tell his personal valet, I say li reviata damaya, bring me a revius, he would always say, and that would be in order to be Yotzei Reb Zakkai. So that was in his chamber pot, his toilet bowl, l'chatchila, he was makba that there should be a revius, which of course we have in a normal toilet. Tchila. And that way would be Yotzei for sure, even according to his lashon, which is the way Reb Zakkai learns. This again is very nagel halacha. Do our toilets, do they have a din of Derech Shari? Uh-oh. Are they part of... You're telling me your toilet's broken.
No. But that's extra when I bought it.
Oh. No. That toilet is a completely different issue. That's a completely different issue. Because that toilet, first of all, doesn't have any reach, by definition. Secondly, it has a spring where the moment you get off of the toilet, anything that's in the toilet is covered. Right?
The one there.
The new one. A finished toilet. What are we talking about? The ridiculous stuff they use here?
Ah,
that one comes with the Madad. I thought that's where Mika made it. It's got it's not the Stam Badat, it's the green Badat, which is Miyoka for Purim.
Well, it was
higher than a cancer. Yeah. That's sort of exactly what it does.
It has a fan that drives it out.
It's not connected to the plumbing.
It's
unbelievable. No, it's not a chemical.
It's like a piece of
absolutely amazing thing. Yes. Absolutely amazing. You can use this toilet for 3-4 weeks. And then and at the end of 3-4 weeks, you open it up. You have what appears to be a pile of sand. And you throw the sand out. No plumbing. Except that it works. Works with a fan and a heating unit. It dries out the feces. And absolutely, completely odorless. It's an amazing thing, huh?
As long as the fan's working.
They're
not powered with a plug, they're powered with a
trolley. With electricity. But the good ones are solar powered. That is only a problem with the sun.
There's no Shabbat issue with this sort of thing.
No. No, it runs the entire time.
And has nothing to do with
why can't the vibration actually power itself?
It could. Maybe the more advanced model, I don't know how many. Don't laugh. It's an amazing thing. Because the sense that human beings can create a matzah in which the getter of Tyre is such that they push it, don't cause lichlo. It's an amazing thing. I mean, your Porsche can go to the bathroom of Shem Shemayim over there. You say, come on, Richard. Sounds silly, but isn't there you like the outhouse. You like the outhouse. I forgot about that. I'm saying, but I'm using this particular toilet of Shem Shemayim. A tremendous sense of Shlemus Adam. There really is. It's not there. Listen, you're laughing because of your past work. You don't like the idea. That's right. It's like the homes that have the built-in vacuum system in the wall. You ever find one that works? Central vac. You know, in the new what do they call that thing? That new Gan Eden development near Beit Shemesh,
Eden Hills.
So the big come on to Eden Hills is that there's no garbage in Eden Hills. What do? You take your garbage, you put it into a pneumatic tube, and it's brought to a central location where all the Americans are going wild over this. They don't have a clue that it's going to work for 36 hours max. And then for the rest of the year, they're going to be paying 500 shekel a month apiece to try to fix it. You know, they think that they have this image of, wow.
The new green area we have, and we'll all have the pneumatic tube.
Okay, that's great. Anyway, it's a beautiful dream.
If you got that, how can you separate your garbage then? Don't you have to be ecologically...
Probably certain hours are for...
For what kind of...
You're right.
That's
right.
That's right.
Probably
for someone who takes up the garbage.
What do you mean, why?
Someone takes up the garbage.
There'll be nowhere to go.
What do you mean?
They might
call
take it out.
You mean like Novi Akarnim, where they wanted Scholl's family because he took away their job. Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, says the Gemara, Rabbanu, Gerev Shari, the Avit Shomer Aglayim. There's not really a difference between a Gerev and an Avit, other than what they're used for in the requisite shapes. But the idea is a chamber pot, essentially. Gerev is used for Gedolim, Avit is used for Ketanim. Even though they're empty, because of the fact that they're used all the time and are made out of keras that are absorptive, you cannot view them as being something that's clean just because they don't have anything in them. And here again, this would be nogea our toilets, which are porcelain, which you would think would be a gerev shari, which causes all kinds of problems. In terms of, normally, our bathrooms don't, in terms of the tub and all of that, don't have a din of a bathroom. Because of the fact that since they're cleaned right away, and there's no sustained odor in it. There's no problem of it being a mokum matunaf at all. But if the toilet has a din of a gerev shari, then there is a problem. Here the question is whether the permanent water that's in the toilet and the immediate flushing takes away the din of gerev shari, because it's not meant to be something that contains a reach over long term.
I had a friend in college who found somebody throwing away a toilet and took it to use it as a flower pot.
Yeah, it's very common.
Yeah, but apparently that was an unacceptable thing to do.
The flowers didn't like it.
No, the flowers didn't. No, his
roommate.
Tom suggested that it might be a problem.
Okay, guys. There's a lot of discussion all along about this. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What about these new waterless urinals?
That's a problem. Yeah, it's not only a problem. They obviously stopped using them in the new airport, if you notice.
Oh, how come?
Because they didn't work. They smelled terrible.
Because they're all over the place.
It was extremely... Well, here, they don't work.
I know what they are.
I don't know what they are. Turn around. Gerev shorei v'abit shomer aglayim rot kriyat shvak negdan. Af apish ein ben klum, even though they're empty. Umer aglayim atzman, achi atil atochan mayim, as we saw before, even if you have mer aglayim not in a gerev. So I'm going to be mabat to this particular mer aglayim. Kama yatil atochan mayim koshu, Rebbe Zakkai omer, revi'it. You need to put a revi'it in it. And this is whether, bein lifnei amida, doesn't matter whether it's in front of the bed. In other words, you're in your bedroom. You want to read Kriyat Shema. You have urine inside of a chamber pot. I mean, not inside of a container, not a chamber pot. You want to be mavatal the urine. Now the question is, okay, are you on the side of the bed with the urine? Is the urine on the other side? Doesn't matter. You've got to be mavatal because the headstick of the mita is not considered to have put it in a different area. If it's in front of it, it's behind the bed, and the bed is mafsik. If it's in front of the bed, you have to be marchik, and the shir of our kork is arba mot, and then you can read. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, I don't care if you buy me'a malo yikra. It's in the wrong place. It's in your room. This is your machana. You can't read there. Agiotiyem. Oh, shenichem tachat amita. Now, you could put it under the bed. Because you put it under the bed, and the bed is not high, if the bed is high, so then it's not covering it, because then the bed is a different reshus. But if the bed is low, in other words, between shlosha tvachim, as that's just the ground, or ten tvachim, so then it's considered to be a kisvei. That would be also all right.
If it's less than 2 feet.
Yeah, we're going to get into the shilas as we go of the shlosha tvachim, and I think what we're going to do is do it on Mitzvah Shabbos. We've been running for quite some time here. What time shall we meet? Mercifully, no, please, enough. I already. I already gave him the mic. So, what time shall we have Mitzvah Shabbat?
8:30.
There's nothing particular that needs to be done. Well, 8 was a little tight. Is 8:30 okay? We will eventually when the sun does its thing, you know.
We learn on Shabbos?
We learn on Shabbos. It's a problem because we like to tape, so we haven't figured out how to do that yet.